From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Everything looks so much nicer in the snow. There's no dirt all around and rats and all that stuff. It's just pretty and fun.
Nobody should bring cars into the city. And if everybody could just exhibit some patience and a little bit of humor, dress warmly, wear boots. But I suggest you join me on the subway.
With respect to Epitome Chicago, there is not a criminal case here. This is not a criminal case. This is an absolutely tragic event that could have occurred anywhere. And my clients are doing everything in their power to assist the authorities in figuring out what happened and to prevent it from happening in the future.
Just the thought of 21 people getting trampled in a place that you can't get out is ridiculous. This building was set to have doors open. It's supposed to be arena capacity. Those doors were supposed to have been open.
When I saw the fire, I thought of a friend who lives around the corner. They have a teenage daughter. I thought, God forbid, because Rhode Island is so small, you have to know something. Never did I think they would never find them. I thought they would call, I don't know.
We're all shocked. We're all really deeply, deeply saddened that something like this should happen. It shouldn't have happened. It didn't need to happen. As we dig further and further into this, I think we're going to find that people just made some bad decisions about what to do.
Turkey has heard authoritatively what the position of the United States government is. And now Turkey has a decision to make. And we look forward to hearing that decision.
Americans know very well that the Turks do not operate under duress. It's not our tradition. You can persuade the Turks, but you cannot press the Turks to get the result you want.
2 points. One is that democracy is a beautiful thing, and that people are allowed to express their opinion. And I welcome people's right to say what they believe. Secondly, evidently some in the world don't view Saddam Hussein as a risk to peace. I respectfully disagree.